Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foamball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we have choppy chest-high surf coming in from east-northeast at about 7 seconds with onshore winds in the mid-teens. There's a little background bump in there. It's more of a mixed swell. It could be rideable in northern Florida where the winds are just a little lighter, but you're going to really have to work for it. For this weekend, the winds back off to under 10 miles per hour, but stay on shore for a little more manageable chest-high surf for Saturday. Now, it looks like we might see a little long period chest-to-head-high swell coming off of this area of low pressure up in the Atlantic. That's going to show up on Sunday along with these south-to-southeast winds in the low to mid-teens, so look for a protected area. Looking ahead, we start a downward trend on Monday. Probably be like waist, maybe waist lucky chest high. Long period leftovers as the next front kind of starts to come over, and that's going to make our winds kind of variable. Might see northern winds for northern Florida on Monday, and probably southern winds for southern Florida, and kind of slack for central Florida. Now, surf is going to be down a notch each day into the midweek, and then we're going to be back to the need lucky thigh high range for a little while at least. Still keeping an eye on this area of interest in the South Atlantic right now. The models are giving it a chance at forming over the next 7 days. It's a pretty low chance. I don't think it's really going to form up at least a week out. Probably going to be about a week and a half out if it does manage to build into anything. And the models are kind of all over the place on where it's going to go. Some of them have it kind of heading down south of us and maybe swinging back over the islands. The other one, the GFS, I believe, is the one that has it kind of forming and hooking up into the Atlantic, similar to all the other storms have done this year. So we'll see what it does. It's still a little early to see if it's even going to form up. So I'll be back on Monday, give you guys an update. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That's the best way to know it's not your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.